everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, and a founder of a company, Futurelink Now. And this is a daily-ish podcast segment on our podcast. It's like a podcast, and we have a segment inside the podcast in which I try to make a small mini podcast every day. I try my best to make it every day. And the whole goal is to getting into habit of creating value, not only for me but also for other people in a very nice way in the form of this mini podcast. So if you're interested to keep on listening to these, make sure you follow this podcast wherever you are listening to it. It could be Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever, whichever platform you're using, make sure you follow it. So next time or tomorrow, whenever I post the next podcast, you will be notified and you can, let's say, consume it or you can enjoy it right away. So basically, we make podcasts about creativity, design, and innovation. And in today's podcast, it's actually a small continuation of my last podcast where I talked about the rule which I set up about reading on Kindle, which helped me read efficiently. If you're interested in that, just go back to the previous podcast and listen to it. And in that podcast, I told that I'll be telling you guys how I put up a system to read multiple books in a day. So basically, right before the lockdown and this whole pandemic stuff, I was in Milan. And I wanted to go away from the city because I was doing so many things. I wanted a break from the city and just be with myself and do some amazing activities. And for that reason, I booked a very amazing Airbnb at the Lake Como at the north of Italy. And I was there for 15 days. It was a really small town with just one grocery store, lake in front, and was a really nice house. So I went there. I chilled there. I was still working, but it was more about detox from people. I was reading a lot. And it was a really a great experience. And I've also made a video about it. If you want to watch that, go to my YouTube channel and see the episode under Why, What, How series where I explained the whole schedule which I had. So that time I started following a system of reading multiple books a day. So how it used to go is basically I used to get up and then I had a morning book. So I used to just read one chapter of that book. That book was very concept heavy, that there were many concepts in it. So it was not a novel kind of a situation where you can read multiple chapters in that. So I kept that book specifically for the morning. So one concept or one chapter a day. And that time I was reading a book called My Gita. So that was the book number one. Then I had another novel, which I used to just pick up whenever I felt like and just read through and just go ahead, just like casual reading. But I used to actually pick that book up a lot of times because the stories were very nice. The whole character and the world envisioning, or let's say world creation, was very beautiful. It was one of the books by Ken Follett, I guess, Pillars of the Earth. And I used to read it every now and then. So that was my book number two. Then I had one book before the nap in the afternoon. So I used to read just one chapter or two chapters and just go to bed with that. And then I had one more book, which was basically an audiobook, which I used to listen to while going on a walk in the evening at the lake. And then at night, while I was going to bed, I had this another novel which I was reading. So I was basically putting up a book for a time of a day. And because of doing this activity over and over again for 2 weeks and even after that, I got into the habit of, let's say, connecting the time of the day to that particular book. So as I said, morning, one chapter after getting up, it was a habit and it was in my system. Then evening, while going to bed, I had this novel. So it was perfect for that bedtime and it just connected to the bed space, because whenever I was in bed, I was just reading that particular book. And then the casual reading book was just everywhere. Audiobook was just for the walks. And then I had a nap book, which was again different one. So basically, because of having this particular schedule according to the book, my mind was always in the vibe or in the zone of that particular book consumption. And it really helped me do this exercise very well. So let me know, what are your habits? How do you approach books? Do you read multiple books at a time? Do you read just one book and just finish it and pick up the next one? So how does it work for you? Just let me know. I'm very curious to know, guys. Just send me a message on my Instagram, which is at the Fun Indian Guy, and I'll get back to you on the same topic. We can discuss, we can share some books and all those things. And again, to give you a disclaimer, I'm not a very big book reader. I just try as much as possible and I just keep doing it if it's fun. So it has been fun lately and I'm just enjoying the process. So do let me know if you have anything to add, anything to suggest. I'm all my ears, or I'm all my eyes while reading your message. With that said, guys, that's all for today's Daily-ish podcast. I'll catch you tomorrow with the next one or a new one. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate that. I really value your time. So thank you so much. I'm very glad. That being said, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you soon.